News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Donald Trump is to be crowned Republican candidate later tonight at the party's national convention in Milwaukee. The former Nevada Republican state chairwoman and Republican strategist Amy Turkanian joins us now. Amy, before we get to Donald Trump, his running mate J.D. Vance spoke overnight at the convention, very much emphasising his blue-collar credentials and his troubled upbringing. What did you make of it?
Sure. Well, I thought he did an excellent job at introducing not only himself, but his family. I thought it was wise at the RNC to have his wife do the actual introduction of JD. She is a mother of three. She's also an attorney. They both met while attending Yale College. And I think the fact that they highlighted that it's not just JD, but they are a power couple. And I thought that was very smart. Doing the intro to not just the American voters, but to the world on who the Vances are, I thought was vital. I'm not surprised at the choice of J.D. Vance. I am disappointed, not going to lie, but I think that what they did last night was a step in the right direction towards solidifying a re-election of President Trump.
Based on J.D. Vance's speech last night, it strikes me he could be a considerable asset to Donald Trump in those really important swing states, the kind of the industrial heartlands or former industrial heartlands, Michigan, Wisconsin, Pennsylvania.
Sure. He could very well be. But I think what's going to be the uphill battle for President Trump is a number of comments that Vance has actually made not too long ago about Donald Trump. And those being where he called him basically an American Hitler, called him a fraud, said he couldn't stomach him. And these were not decades ago. These were fairly recent comments. And so they're going to have to do a cleanup on aisle nine and somehow convince the voters that he's not an opportunist, that he truly has evolved in his thought process on Donald Trump. And where he stands on a number of issues, because that's going to be another uphill battle. You've got somebody who also believes in a national abortion ban and without exceptions. And that's going to be a major topic in this upcoming election that the Democrats do extremely well with. I'm pro-life, but there are people who are extremely concerned with somebody who's extreme on his views, such as JD's. Those are just a couple of scenarios that they're going to have to overcome, no matter if you're in a swing state or not. But fortunately for them, you have on the opposing side, Joe Biden, who is now, it's being considered as possibly stepping aside, but is it too late? And who are you going to replace him with? So the Democrats have handed them quite the upper hand, no matter really what JD believes.
I do want to come back to Joe Biden in a second, but before we do so, can I ask you, what can we expect from Donald Trump tonight at the convention?
Sure. Well, I think once again, for him to choose JD, it's somebody who I think he sees a lot of himself in. And so you've got, when President Trump was serving in his first administration, he was a bull in a china shop. And I think he has been listening to strategists smartly here, especially in the last month or so, as we watched Joe Biden unravel, remain mum and present himself more as a statesman, where now JD can come in as a pit bull. I think tonight you're going to, from President Trump that we've not heard, I think he's probably going to be more of a statesman. I think he's going to be still firm on his stances, but not take as many pot shots or verbal low blows and attacks as he probably would have once done. I think the fact that this assassination attempt took place, it probably has, I would not say it's not softened him, because that's not the right word, but I would say maybe it has directed his his thought process in a different direction, a different trajectory on how to approach things, maybe in a more diplomatic way. And so I think we're even seeing that just watching him while he's listening to others speak at the convention, he seems to have a different demeanor. And I think we're going to see that tonight.
Really interesting. Just before I let you go, just briefly, if we're talking in a few months' time, just in the last weeks of the campaign, do you still think it will be Donald Trump versus Joe Biden, or do you think it'll be a different Democratic candidate?
I think it's going to be a different Democratic candidate. Now it's the question is, if it's Kamala, like people are saying, who are they going to pair her up with? Because if people are still not okay with a J.D. Vance Trump ticket, and they're not fans of Kamala Harris, truly, I don't think the vice president ever would have really moved the needle. But it seems in this day and age, you have now this role is extremely important. Now that we've just come out of a possible assassination attempt, people are taking the vice president position very seriously.
Okay, thank you indeed. Former Nevada Republican State Chairwoman, Republican strategist Amy Tarkanian, thank you indeed for joining us from the US.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.